The pace of interest rate hikes could slow down soon. That's according to minutes from the Federal Reserve's meeting earlier this month. The Fed has been steadily raising interest rates this year to fight soaring inflation. However, some Fed officials said slowing the pace of increase could reduce the rise of instability in the financial system. They also cited Russia's war in Ukraine as one factor leading to more inflation. Initial jobless claims are on the rise. The Labor Department says 240,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 17,000 more than the previous week's revised total. The largest increases in claims for the week that ended November 12th were found in Minnesota, North Carolina, and New Jersey. Shop owners are thankful for predictions of strong sales this holiday season, with an expected 6-8% increase in shoppers over last year. Florida Retail Federation President Scott Shalley says thanks to inflation, people are being picky and searching for the best deals.
People are maybe tapping into savings a little bit this year where they didn't before.
And he says the way people are shopping is changing.
But they are engaging in the holidays. We're seeing more people return to stores. The online sales continue to be robust, but those are flattening out a bit.
The holiday shopping season is the biggest time of the year for stores, with shops making 20-40% of their annual sales the month before Christmas. Demand for mortgages is on the rise as interest rates decline. The Mortgage Bankers Association says mortgage applications increased by just over 2% last week. More people were also looking to refinance as those applications rose as well. The increases came as the 30-year fixed rate fell to just under 6.7%. And a former cryptocurrency CEO is apologizing after his company filed for bankruptcy. In a letter to employees, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried noted he was deeply sorry about what happened. He added he would do anything to go back and do things differently. Consumer and business news, Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.